Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Please keep in mind that We Know None contains horror elements and may contain content that some may find disturbing. Please see the episode show notes for more details and take care.
We Know None, Episode 4, Breaking and Entering, written by Megan Gwen Davis, and produced by Calliopic Productions.
I just want to see if there's anything out of the ordinary for Frankie. I won't take anything, Jean.
I think I know what would be out of the ordinary with my own daughter, Gwen. I don't want you digging your fingers in where they aren't wanted.
Please. I want to find her as much as you. Just let me through and...
No! Don't you dare try and step foot in this house, or I will call the police. And I doubt you'd want to get done for forced entry before you finish your investigation.
Jean... I know we don't get on, but you've got to trust me on this. You know I've got 10 times more of a chance of finding Frankie than the police.
Oh, and we both know why that is, don't we?
What's that supposed to mean?
You bloody well know what it means. Now get off my property before Alex gets home. I don't want you filling her head with ideas.
But
get out.
Home now. Bit annoyed. Nothing helpful there. If she could just let me look through her room one more time, I'm sure I could find something she'd have missed. Ugh. Doodah. Well, no point in wasting the whole day. I'll shove another one of Frankie's tapes on. I listened to one last night. Seems the only way I can get any sleep nowadays. Frankie's Tapes, number 4.
Gareth, this is ridiculous. I have what could be solid proof of a malicious spirit here. It's article gold.
It's cheap and tacky, Frankie. Even if it is so-called proof, it doesn't mean that I'm going to let you post any old tripe in my newspaper because of a hunch you have.
It's not a bloody hunch. I spent weeks researching this place, and I've got some legitimate leads. I don't know why you're so desperate to never let me share what I know. The ridiculous ghost stories you have me write instead are the tacky ones. I mean, you didn't even let me mention the possibility of Faye.
Well, that's because all your facts are based around fairy tales. They don't make any sense.
He has a point, Fran. You don't even know what type of salt it is that repels fairies. I mean, is it rock salt or pink salt? Each one has different impurities. Or is it iron or steel that repels them? Converting iron into steel completely alters the purity of the metal. So, if any creature has a reaction to it, you have to be more specific. Gareth is right. It just doesn't make any logical sense.
It doesn't make sense in this world. Of course it doesn't, because...
They're not real. I'm not getting wrapped up in the middle of another debate between you two about the chemical properties of ghouls. because it's a moot point. They don't exist, there is no point in debating it, and there is no point in writing a fake article if you're not even going to write an interesting one.
This isn't fair. You know this evidence is legitimate. I don't get why you're trying to silence me on this.
Because I'm your editor, and my word is final. People don't read an article for facts about what's beyond the veil. They want a good story. Either write something else and make it, you know, actually scary or interesting or something. Or we don't print the article. Your choice, Fran.
Fine. I'll write another bullshit article about a tragic dose that doesn't even exist. But next time, you are printing what I give you.
With all due respect, Fran, it's hardly like I need you. Do what I ask of you, or find another job.
He's right. He's your boss, Fran. You don't want to overwhelm people with information before you have the actual evidence that will prove it. I mean, someone's going to notice that you don't have specific scientific data.
Yeah, whatever. You'll have to listen to me someday. I know I'm the newbie, but you're going to have to stop censoring me eventually.
And I look forward to the day where I don't have to.
Can I go now? Considering I have a whole new article to write, I'd like to get a move on.
Of course.
Good luck.
Thanks. Are you kidding me? Such bastards, God. I need to find another job or I'm going to end up unemployed. I don't think Mum would appreciate me not contributing to rent anymore. It's just so unfair. They know my article is some of the best stuff in that shitty newspaper and they're sabotaging it. No. That's stupid. They're just being close-minded. I doubt they've got a vendetta against me. The articles I post on my blog get a bit more attention than the paper, so I know they're good. Not enough to rely on it for money, though. I just gotta find something that's concrete, some big reveal that not even Luke can find a way to talk science around it. I'll get there. Just gotta keep pushing. And to add to the list of things determined to piss me off today, I have to drive for an hour to the middle of the Brecon Beacons for a lead. I put out some feelers online for anything going on, and I got a response from this guy called Adam. So he's a gardener at this church, and there's been some ghost sightings in their graveyard. Now, obviously, a haunted graveyard immediately screams cliché, but if I could get actual evidence, then it would not only be factual, but horotrope enough that Gareth couldn't find a problem with it. So I'm on my way over. The weather is atrocious. My hair is going to be one massive knot by the end of this. I can sense it. So, been stood around here for about half an hour. No sign of Adam anywhere. The gate's locked tight. No chance of getting through. No choice, really. There we go. Much better. Now to snoop. This is probably the least haunted place I've ever been in. I did all the usual. Spirit box, seance, the whole shebang, and nothing. I'm recording over the audio because it was literally just 15 minutes of silence and me sounding like an idiot. I'm going to try and get to the church. Finding this entire place that are remotely creepy is the tree line of the forest and this ridiculous symbol someone's drawn on a gravestone in chalk. I took a photo of it because I'm sure it's meant to look all cult-like and spooky, but it's not well done at all. Adam was probably just some kid who wanted to prank me again. I'm gonna get some more pictures and head back home. ever meet this Adam. I'm going to find a real ghost and get him possessed. It's almost pitch dark, and I still haven't had anything interesting. Just this stupid symbol that, of course, I'm going to research, despite the fact that I already know it's going to come up empty. Well, at least Gareth gets another ghost story to show his readers. It all just feels like such a waste of time.
So, I broke into Frankie's room again. Jean had left to go out shopping, and Alex was out, so I climbed the tree in their garden again. The window was shut, but I mean, it's not like this is my first time sneaking into her room. We have dated for 5 years. So I was snooping around, and I found something. I'll cut the police a break here. If I didn't know Frankie as well as I do, I wouldn't have looked at this either. It's all her original photos from the camera she takes on her investigations. She keeps them in the same file as her A-level photography stuff, so it's pretty unnoticeable. I couldn't find the camera anywhere, so hopefully either the police have it or Frankie's got it with her. It cost her a lot of money to keep getting film for it and fixing it up, so I hope it's not broken. She'll be devastated otherwise. Anyway, luckily, there's some of the photos from the graveyard that she mentioned in her tape. And, it does look like an average graveyard. Although, there is one here of the symbol that's interesting. Its lines are really shaky. It's like a child drew it. I'd agree with Frankie that it's just a prank, but there's something so specific about the shape. It's like an eye, but there's swirls and spikes coming off of it and around it, and it just... I don't like looking at it. It pulls you in, and... there's this other picture of the trees. The shadows of them are intense, stretching almost halfway across the graveyard, but they're still just shadows. Although there is one on the far right of the picture, one of the shadows, I don't know if I'm being paranoid here, but it looks a lot more like an actual figure than the rest of the shadows. I think I'm going to research this symbol and see who's connected to it, because I don't like the look of this. I'm getting kind of scared. Shit. No one, ma'am. End of recording.
We Know None is a podcast produced by Calliopic Productions. Today's episode was written by Megan Gwen Davis and stars Megan Gwen Davis as Gwen Thomas, Freya Elsie as Frankie Griffiths, Helen Davis as Jean Griffiths, Munro Page as Gareth, Jackson Free as Luke, and Neris Howell as Helen Thomas. It was produced by Kate Gallagher, with audio edited by Liza Holmes, Megan Gwen Davis, and Kate Gallagher. Our theme was composed by Freya Elsie. Information on sound effects used and other cool things can be found in the show notes below. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at CalliopicProd. If you enjoyed, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast site, or supporting us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/Calliopic Productions. And until next time, stay safe and keep searching.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.